Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 31st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Central Bank of Mexico plans to have a central bank digital currency in circulation by the end of 2024 at the latest. Earlier this month, the bank's governor, Victoria Rodriguez Ceja, said the bank was analyzing the launch of a digital currency. The Competition Commission of India ordered an investigation into Apple's App Store rules, which require developers to use its proprietary payment system, as well as how Apple utilizes user data from competitors to improve its own services. Apple maintains a small smartphone market share in the country, less than 2%. Samsung announced its new Exynos mobile chipset will include a GPU using AMD's RDNA 2 architecture. RDNA 2 is also used by current generation consoles and AMD's RX 6000 graphics cards. Samsung will announce full details on January 11th. AMD announced it now expects its planned acquisition of the FPGA designer Xilinx to close in Q1 2022. AMD CEO Lisa Su had expressed confidence the deal would close by the end of 2021, but the acquisition still needs approval from China's State Administration for Market Regulation. AMD announced the intended $35 billion acquisition in October 2020. Protocol reports that 153 companies are currently registered as digital only for CES. A CES spokesperson said over 2,200 companies would still be present on the show floor, and the CTA announced it would make on-site programming free for all in-person attendees. An Asus employee posted a video demoing a prototype for an add-in card that would let users plug in DDR4 memory into a DDR5 motherboard. The video stresses the company is working on getting this to work with just one motherboard and just one memory kit first before further optimizations. Intel released a demo of a new Samsung enterprise-grade PCI Express 5.0 SSD on a Core i9 Alder Lake system, transferring data at 13 gigabytes per second. For comparison, the PCI Express 4.0 drive on the PS5, which is billed as being extremely fast, tops out at 5.5 gigabytes per second. The New York Times reports that Google is working on a new augmented reality glasses project. While Google Glass served as the company's initial attempt into the AR market, the company also acquired the startup North last year. North acquired patents from Intel's Vaunt AR team, which shut down in 2018 after demoing prototypes of AR glasses. The latest version of the messaging app Telegram adds support for messaging reactions that are attached to specific messages, as well as in-app message translation on both iOS and Android. The app also began rolling out support for spoiler alert messages, which blur out text until a user clicks to view them. Canon CEO Fujio Mutari said the company will no longer develop flagship DSLR cameras, shifting top-end efforts to mirrorless. The company will keep developing lower-end DSLR models as long as there is consumer demand. And finally, on January 4th, legacy services for BlackBerry OS, BlackBerry 10 software, and the BlackBerry Playbook will no longer be available, with the company saying data, phone calls, SMS, and emergency services will no longer reliably function. BlackBerry devices running Android will not be impacted. Good night, sweet prince. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening to Daily Tech Headlines in 2021. We can't wait to bring you more concise tech news in 2022. Until then, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.